Whatever you want to say, Matt, just tell us.
I guess we could do, we haven't done it in a while, we could do the Bob Dylan.
Sure.
Is that cool?
Bluegrass.
This seems to be a crowd like bluegrass.
Having a birthday in a few days, and what a great place to be. I always get to a birthday and go, oops, forgot the shop. Not this time, baby. Lining the streets, all these great little shops. So, yeah, I did well. And very friendly to the shop owners. I think there might be some of them here tonight. One gal said her, I think it was her uncle, used to play with a group called the Mail Pouch Band. Rings the bell.
Mail Pouch.
What did you buy your wife?
What's that?
What did you buy your wife?
What did I get her?
Yeah.
Well, I went to one shop that had a bunch of lace in it and got a nice vintage tablecloth because she likes to kind of change the table at different times, different seasons, which is kind of a nice little tradition she has. And I had to call her and ask her for the dimensions of the table. Oh, a beautiful little hand-blown lamp, kind of oil lamp. One of your shops that have a bunch of nice oil lamps in there. And, what else? Something else I can't remember. A Christmas ornament. And that'll be for Christmas. Oh, I'm really thinking ahead now. But I get stuck in, too. So, right on for a long chunk. Hey, is the gal there whose uncle was in the Mail Pouch Boys? Are you there? Ah, guess you didn't make it. Well, next time. Very good.
All right, we're going to do a... Sorry.
They're applauding for you.
Yeah!
The perfect catch, ladies.
Too late.
Now, you have these two fine gentlemen.
They're not caught yet.
Yeah, we're going to be in the absinthe place afterwards. Since the heart grow, what is it? Absinthe makes the heart grow fonder. I'm going to find out if that's true tonight.